local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I know we all been waiting on it, and it looks like it's not long now till we get a little cool down. Details from Dr. Bill on the way. 72 now. Let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Looks like a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort also checking in with no major backups or delays. South Alabama football is headed to Troy on Wednesday, October 16th for the Battle for the Belt. And we need you there to support the Jags and help us bring back the belt, but we need you there safely. The battle is real. Buckle up and drive safe, Alabama. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, isolated morning showers and cooler, with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sports books at Boomtown and Hollywood Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets in town. So grab the crew and place your bets at the sports books at Boomtown Casino Biloxi and Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Louisiana or Alabama.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Plus, your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Friday style. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, Dr. Bill Williams, Kane with traffic. Kelly's got our headlines, and also on the way today, Alec Naiman, what's cooking? Plus, it is a football Friday.
Woo, it is.
That's right. So, we've got a couple games to talk about.
Yeah, week 7 college football Friday.
You know, I thought that after missing, well, 5 of my picks last week, I was going to plummet in the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, but it looks like enough other people screwed up too that I didn't move down the ranks too much.
Yeah, it was a rough week for almost everybody last week, and that's before you get into this weekend, which a lot of people are calling Separation Saturday.
Okay, where, so what happens here?
Well, a lot of rivalry games, like we'll see USC Notre Dame, lots of top 25 games, and a lot of potential for the teams that are there in the top 25 to either separate themselves from the rest of the pack and show that they're the real contenders or drop to the kind of middle of the pack where a lot of the other losers lie right now.
I hope I don't end up like that in the College Pick'em Series. I'll talk more about that coming up after 8 o'clock here on Mobile Mornings. Plus, on the way, they couldn't even get a quorum for a meeting for the Mobile City Council yesterday, and one member of the council says he's disappointed and disgusted with gamesmanship. I'll tell you more about that coming up, and more on that fatal accident from yesterday morning had traffic tied up at the Lillian Bridge. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A deadly accident claims the lives of 3 people and backs up traffic for hours and shuts down an interstate. It's U.S. 98, also known as the Lillian Highway, leading to the Perdido Bay Bridge. According to Florida Highway Patrol, the wreck involved a big box truck and a Chevrolet Impala. 2 people inside the Impala were killed and the driver of the box truck also killed. The victims have been identified as 19-year-old Russell Joseph Drummond of Alberta and 19-year-old Christian Colton Beach of Lillian and 48-year-old Sheldon Ray Little of Pensacola. The truck was carrying a load of lumber, which was spilled onto the interstate. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office on the Alabama side reported a large amount of fuel also spilled onto the roadway in Florida as a result of this wreck. A homicide investigation is now underway. A Baldwin County man has been arrested for rape of a child. 34-year-old Brandon Lynn Salas is currently in the Baldwin County Jail and has a $40,000 bond. Salas is from Silver Hill and has been charged with second-degree rape. The victim was between the age of 12 and 16. An Etowah man is missing and a reward now being offered. Johnny Lee Rhodes was last seen Saturday, September 8th, when he left his home. He has not been seen nor heard from since. The Etowah County Sheriff's Office is offering a $1,000 reward for Rhodes' return. He was last seen wearing a Nike ball cap, a green shirt, shorts, and black tennis shoes. Anyone with any information on his whereabouts is encouraged to contact 256-546-2825. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Lillian Highway Bridge is back open this morning following a fiery crash that killed three people Thursday morning. Crews worked all day cleaning up one of the main links between Baldwin County and Escambia County, Florida. Two 19-year-olds, Russell Drummond from Alberta and Christian Beach from Lillian, were killed when the car collided with a box truck. The driver of the truck hauling lumber, Sheldon Little, was also killed. A Florida man charged with homicide by vehicle is in Mobile Metro Jail this morning awaiting a bond hearing. Authorities say Brandon Barner caused a crash that killed a Mobile County school bus driver. Kimberly Welch had been a bus driver since 2018. She just dropped off her students at Pathway Alternative School when the crash happened along the I-65 on-ramp. The bus flipped over. A second person has been arrested in connection with a child left alone in a hot car at Cordova Mall in Pensacola. Police say 22-year-old Brian Reeves was with the one-year-old's father, Stephen Kroger. The child is expected to be okay. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer the problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
The Major League Championship Series are set. The Patriots cruise past the Giants. I've got your full SEC schedule for tomorrow's games. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Houston Astros defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 6-1 in Game 5 of the American League Division Series to advance to the AL Championship Series and face the Yankees.
The 1-2. Yankees, Saturday night, game one.
Astros ace and Cy Young contender Garrett Cole pitched another gem, going 8 innings and allowing only one run with 10 strikeouts. Cole struck out 15 in the Astros' Game 2 win over the Rays, breaking a record for most strikeouts in a division series with 25. Houston jumped out to an early lead last night, scoring four runs against Tampa starter Tyler Glasnow. The Astros were seen talking to each other before getting to the plate. After the game, Glasnow admitted he was probably tipping off his pitches to the batters.
I don't know if that's what it was, but when I look back, it was pretty obvious.
He was pulled after just 2 2/3 innings work. The Rays' only run of the night came in a second-inning solo home run from Eric Sogard. The Astros would add two more in the eighth inning on back-to-back homers from Michael Brantley and Jose Altuve.
The 3-1-2, Altuve, and he throws this one.
Those calls from Fox Sports 1. Houston moves on to play the New York Yankees in the AL Championship Series. Game 1 is Saturday night in Houston at Minute Maid Park. On Thursday Night Football, the New England Patriots beat the New York Giants 35-14 to remain undefeated with a 6-0 record. The Patriots defense forced four turnovers with three interceptions on Giants rookie quarterback Daniel Jones, and Kyle Van Noy returned a fumble for a touchdown in the fourth quarter.
On third down, ball comes out. Picked up by the Patriots, and Van Noy dives.
That's the call from Fox. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady had two touchdowns on quarterback sneaks. He also passed for 334 yards, passing Peyton Manning for second all-time in NFL passing yards. Brady now sits at 72,257 yards over his 20-year career, 2,588 behind the all-time leader, Drew Brees. Last night was also the television debut of former Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, who signed on with Fox as an analyst. Let's check in and see how that went. Here's Gronk before the game talking about his friend and current Pats receiver, Julian Edelman.
He's furry. He's cute. He's elusive. He's feisty. And most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut.
That's Rob Gronkowski talking about.
Who thinks it's a great idea to have Gronk on the commentary?
Well, whoever paid him.
It's in its own way, it's kind of brilliant.
Yeah, and there was probably a bidding war for that kind of analysis. Just think about that. The Patriots, now 6-0. They played the New York Jets on October 21st. The Giants' record drops to 2-4. Next up, they host Arizona on October the 20th. Got a full day of college football tomorrow, including lots of SEC games. Auburn gets the day off, but not everybody else in the conference does. It starts at 11 a.m. Number 3-ranked Georgia hosts South Carolina, and Tennessee hosts Mississippi State. Then at 2:30 p.m. on CBS, the number 1-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide hit the road, head to College Station to play number 24 Texas A&M. At 3 o'clock, Vanderbilt hosts UNLV. At 6 o'clock, Missouri hosts Ole Miss. Then at 6:30, Arkansas goes on the road to play at Kentucky. And at 7 o'clock, the biggest game of the day, a top 10 matchup, number 5-ranked LSU hosts number 7 Florida. Also, two more top 25 matchups outside of the conference tomorrow. At 11 a.m., the Red River Shootout in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. Number 6, Oklahoma plays number 11, Texas. Then at 6:30, a Big Ten matchup. Number 10, Penn State plays at number 17, Iowa. 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are we going to get a chance to hear that Gronk audio again this morning?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, just making sure.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, isolated morning showers and cooler, with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Veterans, are you planning to file a VA disability claim? Get ready for a better way to file. The Decision Ready Claim Program gets you a decision within 30 days after it's submitted. That's just 30 days for the benefits and services you've earned. Talk to your accredited representative or go to www.benefits.va.gov/DRC to learn more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue. We've had a great start so far through Mobile. No delays traveling downtown across the Bayway and the Causeway. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort's been a clear ride there from Malbus, Loxley, and an I-10. No major backups or delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
From what I heard, I just heard about this. They said we have nothing to do with it. We have nothing to do with it.
All right. President Trump commenting on this story breaking over yesterday evening. The president talked about two Russian men two Russian-born men with ties to Rudy Giuliani, the personal attorney of the president, who were arrested on campaign finance charges. President there denying knowledge of these two, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, along with, they say, here's what federal prosecutors in New York say those two did, along with co-defendants. They used straw donors to funnel foreign money into President Trump's campaign. Jeffrey Berman, U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, says that's what they made the arrest on yesterday. Of course, the president saying we have no connection to those people. Watch how this plays out today. Plus, the president dealing with what was another bloody day in northeast Syria as the Turkish troops are hammering Kurds in that region. President said this.
We won. We left the area. I don't think we want to go back in. Let's see what happens. We are going to possibly do something very, very tough with respect to sanctions and other financial things.
All right. This, of course, after Erdogan and the Turks said they were going to slaughter the Kurds. They're doing just that. Now, what will be the U.S. reaction? We'll watch that today. 6:23, more headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A vacation goes terribly wrong for a Huntsville police officer on board a Carnival cruise ship. According to the United States Coast Guard, the 23-year-old man was taken by helicopter to a New Orleans hospital after falling on a deck aboard the Carnival Valor ship. The department now confirms that the victim is Officer John Thomas Holliday, who is in critical condition after suffering, quote, multiple significant injuries. The cruise ship was off the coast of Louisiana when the accident happened. The cruise ship wanted to reassure the public that, quote, please note that contrary to earlier erroneous reports, the guest did not fall in the water, but rather was injured on deck. A recall is in effect for a popular ready-to-eat chicken product due to listeria concerns. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the recall earlier this week, which had been expanded. Back on September 28th, Tip Top Poultry issued a recall on frozen, cooked, diced, or shredded ready-to-eat chicken products after multiple samples tested positive for Listeria monocytogenes. The recall expanded this week because the recalled chicken was used in additional products, including pre-made chicken sandwiches, wraps, and salads. Some of those products were served from the deli counter in grocery stores, and they were sold under different product names and labels. The recalled chicken products were produced from January 21st through September 24th and have product codes ranging from 10000 to 79999, and the retailers which sold these products include Aldi, Target, Trader Joe's, Food Lion, IGA, Food for Less, Piggly Wiggly, Giant, Dillon's, and Redner's Warehouse Market. According to the CDC, Listeria is a harmful germ that can hide in many foods. Listeria is a serious and sometimes fatal infection that primarily affects older adults, people with weakened immune systems, and pregnant women. If you have questions, you can call 888-674-6854. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. One of the least popular recipes in the cookbook, recall chicken.
Yeah, you don't want that.
There's like anniversary chicken, rotisserie chicken, lemon pepper chicken, my favorite. I'm looking through the 3x5 cards here, and then recall chicken. Hey, kids, who wants to have recall? What's recall chicken?
Special
tonight?
Ingredient, you know, plastic, sometimes rubber, glass.
And Listeria.
And Listeria.
Daddy, it tastes like it has just the right amount of Listeria in it. You know what? I want a positive chicken story here, because y'all know I got a thing for the bird. I do love the chicken.
Everybody's heard.
And they will continue to hear. I love it fried. I like it broiled. I like it grilled.
All the ways.
My goodness.
You're like the Bubba Gump of shrimp.
I like chicken. But I like shrimp like that. But I like chicken like that,
okay,
too.
Okay, the Bubba Gump of food.
That's right. Thank you. So there's some positive chicken news here, okay? A story out from the folks at Delish.com. One of those food websites, foodie websites. If you like potato chips that taste like chicken, well, we got your day here. Pringles is coming out with two new flavors.
Oh.
Rotisserie chicken and Parmesan and roasted garlic. No word when they're going to launch, except Pringles says it will be soon. And also, there's going to be onion ring flavored Pringles. They just came out, and they are on sale at some convenience stores out there right now. But now, the Parmesan and roasted garlic, I don't know if I... But a potato chip that tastes like rotisserie chicken.
But I'd have to give it a try.
I have to give it a try, too, because normally I would say, oh, man, I'm not going to eat a chip that tastes like that. But then again, I probably eat a dozen bags of Cajun crawtaters a year from Zapp's.
Mm-hmm.
Potato chips that taste like crawfish, so who am I to talk? Picking up a bag of rotisserie chicken chips soon.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Centronelle's mayor and police chief held a press conference releasing the name of an officer fired for fighting with an inmate. The mayor says Officer Jason Meade was fired after the mayor and police chief watched video surveillance of the incident. Police say the fight happened early Tuesday morning after the inmate was brought to Citronelle by Mobile Police for two outstanding warrants. The chief and the mayor say the investigation has been turned over to the State Bureau of Investigation. A body washed ashore on Eglin Air Force Base Thursday afternoon. The Okolos County Sheriff's Office says it's not clear how that person died. The body has not been identified. A man from Silver Hill has been arrested for raping a child. 34-year-old Brandon Salas was booked into jail Thursday morning on four charges of second-degree rape. The alleged victim believed to be older than 12 but younger than 16. Solace is being held on a $40,000 bond. Tonight at 7, the two Mississippi gubernatorial candidates will debate ahead of the November election. Democrat Attorney General Jim Hood and Republican Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves will meet face-to-face in the one-hour debate from the University of Southern Mississippi. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Hot, dry winds sweeping into Southern California may result in more power shutoffs this morning to keep downed power lines from sparking wildfires. This as a fast-moving blaze from a trash fire is causing mandatory evacuations in the San Fernando Valley's northern foothills.
This fire has moved so fast. Ignited 9 o'clock last night. Within 3 hours, 1,600 acres. Now we're up over 4,600 acres. We have 450 firefighters, more than 70 engines, helicopters doing water drops.
Correspondent Nick Watt. The 2019 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Ali for helping end his country's 20-year war with Eritrea. An attack on an Iranian oil tanker in the Red Sea, as correspondent Nick Robertson tells us.
A spokesman for the national oil company in Iran is suggesting that the vessel was hit by missiles fired from Saudi Arabia.
That ship's still afloat. International oil prices immediately shot up. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Oil prices spiked this morning on reports of an Iranian tanker explosion in the Red Sea near the Saudi Arabian port city of Jeddah, with oil spilling into the sea. Iranian state television calls it a missile attack. West Texas Intermediate crude climbed 2% at one point. Hundreds of thousands of Pacific Gas and Electric customers are still without power under the utility company's public safety power shutoffs across parts of the San Francisco Bay region, a preventative move against wildfires. Michael Wara of the Stanford Woods Institute for the Environment estimates the economic cost of the power shutdown could reach $2.5 billion. Collaboration software maker Slack says daily active user counts now above 12 million. The software company says users on average spend more than 9 hours a day connected to its app. Stocks ended higher again as traders crossed fingers for even a small deal from U.S.-China trade talks. The Dow gained 150 points, S&P climbed 18, while the NASDAQ advanced 47. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So did we set records yesterday?
No.
Good. I'm tired of all that record setting.
No records yesterday. With temperatures in the 80s. And we'll be in the 80s again today. I expect partly cloudy skies. We could see a few showers and thunderstorms develop. This afternoon and also on through the evening hours, because cold front will be moving down through Mississippi and Alabama, and we'll reach the coast late tonight. And today we'll see a high of about 85 degrees. And then tonight, with the frontal passage by daybreak, we're going to be down around 60 degrees. Now, tomorrow, we could see a few showers in the morning, but then becoming partly cloudy, and it'll be cooler tomorrow. And a high of 78 degrees, so that should be pleasant. And Saturday night, we'll get down into the mid-60s. Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy. A few showers are likely. And temperatures on Sunday will be in the low 80s. Now, the reason we have some showers again on Sunday is due to the fact that we have a weather front that's stationary right along the coast. So it's going to set off a few showers on Sunday. As we look into next week, Monday, some scattered showers with a high in the mid-80s, a few showers around Tuesday in mid-80s, and then Tuesday night and Wednesday, we should have showers and thunderstorms, and temperatures on Wednesday in the low 80s. So if we don't get enough rain for this afternoon and tonight, we'll have a good chance for picking up a lot of rain Tuesday night and into Wednesday.
All right, so there is a chance here in our driest month of getting enough something. You know, the yards are having a hard time here, let alone the farmers.
Yeah, yeah, so. Definitely. But the front from, of course, South Alabama into Southeast Alabama, they're not going to get any rain at all. And so the only place that we could see the shower activity is going to be here and along the Mississippi coast, and that's for the rain this afternoon and tonight.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What's going on there?
Yeah, we're still looking at this low-pressure area off the East Coast for it's possibly developing into a tropical system. We don't expect any development of that, or it won't affect the East Coast except for some rough surf, because right now it's been sitting up there for several days and calling it a nor'easter at this point. But I don't think that's anything to worry about. There is a possibility of a tropical wave developing over the Western Caribbean, and the Hurricane Center is projecting that as a possibility. It would affect Central America. And also, another tropical wave will be coming off the African coast, so they indicated that that should be a sizable tropical wave, and we'll bear some watching.
You've told us over time, I think if I have this right, if I took my notes and studied correctly, that it's kind of bookended. The beginning and end of hurricane season seem to be in our backyard, right? That you're it's the middle, we're watching the Atlantic, and towards the end, then it starts becoming a thing like early in the season. It's something in the Gulf or the Caribbean.
It's to fade out as we get into the middle part of October. And then the activity of the tropics shifts to the Western Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. And so that's where most of any tropical development will occur, in that area. And sometimes they do curve on up into the Southeast U.S.
Let's talk about the national scene here. Is there any tell to the fact that, you know, we've had these very warm temperatures, hot temperatures here in the Southeast and elsewhere, and then you look at the Intermountain West, you know, Rocky Mountains, and I think highs today just barely in the low 30s in I think Wyoming, Montana, maybe down to Utah as well. That's a jet stream thing. Does that show you that it's going to be a colder winter than normal winter? Is there any tell to that kind of stuff?
Right now, it looks like the coldest or below normal temperatures are going to be in the Midwest and on into the Northeast, and it looks like we'll be close to normal. That's the latest long range for the wintertime. So the real cold weather is where it should be anyway, through the Midwest, the Great Lakes, and the Northeast.
All right, Dr. Bill, good stuff. We'll check back with you for the weekend weather scale in just an hour.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the forecast. Watch on the tropics every morning here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you, Chris. Got to get a box of those. Chris said, so funny, chicken-flavored chips are so popular in Central and South America. They're really good. Sabor de pollo.
Mm.
In other words, flavor of chicken.
Sabor. Oh, okay. Well, it sounds a lot fancier.
Yes, sabor flavor.
I do know what pollo stands for.
Pollo, right. It stands for beans. Yes. Hence, flavor of chicken. And then Thomas said, you know, the chicken and a biscuit, crackers?
Crackers, yeah. They've been around for a long time.
So thank you for pointing this out. So Pringles, pretty late to the game. I'm getting all excited about a rotisserie chicken-flavored chip from Pringles. I'm the guy who does not... The only flavored chip I like, well, other than like jalapeno, I like Cajun craw taters. Like, I don't like any of the other flavored chips at all.
No?
Or I like regular.
You don't like the really spicy chips?
No.
No, I love those.
The jalapeno ones are spicy.
Yeah.
But the other, like the... sour cream and vinegar.
Yeah.
And the
well, you know, Lay's, they come out with like a million different flavors because they get these press releases, kind of like Pringles is doing now.
Right.
And so they come out with flavors all the time. They had like gravy and biscuits and gravy, and they do all kinds of strange things.
There are certain things that I think that, I mean, you can like this thing and like this other thing, but when you put the flavor, like biscuits and gravy. I mean, Katie barred the door. I love biscuits and gravy. I have to stay away from them because I have a problem with biscuits. And I'm here to admit, hi, my name is Sean. I have a problem with biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits Anonymous.
Yes, that's why I'm not allowed to be around them. And I like regular chips, but I don't know if I like a chip tasting like biscuits.
I'll tell you that I don't. I've tried them. They're not good?
No. Okay, very good. Duly noted. All right, 641 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, a specifically called city council meeting was lacking a quorum yesterday and didn't happen. We'll tell you what that was all about coming up next.
Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop is a proud sponsor of Bras Across the Causeway 5K Run and Fun. Join us this Saturday at 8 a.m. at Mayor State Park. All proceeds directly benefit Providence Hospital Breast Cancer Outreach Fund. Join Cammy for the 5K Run. Fun, family, and food all for a great cause. Cammy will be serving up warm waffle ice cream sandwiches and pink champagne punch. It's Bras Across the Causeway this Saturday at 8 a.m. at Mayor State Park. Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream. 50 years and still dipping.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers not working any new accidents. They do have one in Baldwin County. It's going to be right off of County Road 61 and County Road 4. It's going to be without injuries, but Mobile, you're clear, and it's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway with no delays. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's Piano Bar, this Royal Street Tavern inside the Battle House Hotel, with music from John David Anthony, the co-founder of Wed Willie. It all starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. All right, so here's how the story goes down, and hopefully we'll get some more detail on this as we get into the 8 o'clock hour. Maybe a chance to talk about this on the midday show as well. And I got some notes about this as it went down yesterday. And okay, here's the take from Dale Leash over at Landia. I've been talking to Dale this week about the goings-on. This is my technical term with the Mobile City Council and the Mayor's Office, the goings-on. Dale writes this yesterday over at landiatmobile.com. Said, Councilman John Williams said he was disappointed and disgusted by the gamesmanship displayed from some of his colleagues after the Mobile City Council failed to hold a planned meeting due to a lack of a quorum yesterday afternoon. Williams implied strongly on more than one occasion that Councilman Bess Rich, or Councilwoman Bess Rich, and Councilman Fred Richardson intentionally decided to skip the meeting at the last minute to avoid a planned vote on the fiscal year 2020 budget. Williams said, I wish I knew the truth. It's gamesmanship with the city of Mobile. Williams was present at the meeting along with Vice President LaVon Banzi, Councilwoman Gina Gregory, and Councilman Joel Daves. In addition to Rich and Richardson, Councilman C.J. Small didn't attend. However, Williams says he believes Small was sick. Williams said, said, when we were elected, we each said we'd do what was in the best interest of the city of Mobile. Today, we didn't do that. Neither Richardson nor Rich immediately returned a call seeking comment yesterday. Meeting was originally announced on Wednesday and was to take place at 2:30 yesterday afternoon to approve a new 3-year contract with the Carnival Cruise Line that allowed the company to use Mobile as a port of call for its fantasy line. Later in the day, a statement announcing the meeting was updated to include discussion and a possible vote on the city's newest spending plan. The time of the meeting was also moved to 4:30 yesterday afternoon. Time created a conflict for Rich, she said. The District 6 councilwoman said she had a fundraiser she knew she couldn't miss and told City Clerk Lisa Carol Lambert she was unavailable. Richardson did not immediately return a call seeking comment. We'll talk more about this coming up in just a little bit. 6:44, more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A beloved bus driver is being remembered this morning for being caring and thoughtful, a hard worker, and very involved in our community. 32-year-old Kimberly Welch was a bus driver for the Mobile County Public School System. She was hit yesterday while driving her bus. According to Aaliyah, 22-year-old Brandon Barner of Panama City Beach, Florida, hit the bus that Welch was driving and caused that fatal accident. There were no children on the bus at the time of the accident. As for Barner, he has been charged with homicide by vehicle. He is right now in Metro Jail. The MCPSS Transportation Department has set up a memorial in front of their building on International Drive in Welch's memory. Welch leaves behind a husband and 4 children. Across the bay, changes are coming to the Baldwin Regional Area Transit System and the services they provide to festivals. And that's why there's a public hearing, which is scheduled for next Monday, and you are invited to talk all things about the BRATS system. According to a notice released by the transportation company, the changes are a direct result of reduced resources in service realignments. BRATS may still provide services to assist with the transition through fiscal year 2020, but after that time frame, BRATS services will no longer be provided during festivals. The public hearing is scheduled for next Monday, October the 14th at 9 a.m., and you are invited to attend to ask questions and learn more. The location is 18100 County Road 54, which is located in Robertsdale. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Chris Francis, board certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E. Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Lillian Highway Bridge is back open this morning following a fiery crash that killed 3 people Thursday morning. Crews worked all day cleaning up one of the main links between Baldwin County and Escambia County, Florida. 2 19-year-olds, Russell Drummond from Alberta and Christian Beach from Lillian, were killed when the car collided with a box truck. The driver of the truck hauling lumber, Sheldon Little, was also killed. A Florida man charged with homicide by vehicle is in Mobile Metro Jail this morning awaiting a bond hearing. Authorities say Brandon Barner caused a crash crash that killed a Mobile County school bus driver. Kimberly Welch had been a bus driver since 2018. She'd just dropped off her students at Pathway Alternative School when the crash happened along the I-65 on-ramp. The bus flipped over. A second person has been arrested in connection with a child left alone in a hot car at Cordova Mall in Pensacola. Police say 22-year-old Brian Reeves was with the one-year-old's father, Stephen Kroger. The child is expected to be okay. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Movie night. I love these old westerns.
Me too. Hand me some popcorn.
I bet a couple of little fillies like you are paying way too much for your insurance coverage.
Is he talking to us through the TV?
So what kind of premiums are you paying on your homeowner's insurance? That's what I thought. You need to call Jack Green Insurance.
Wait, you're in the old west, like the 1800s. Jack Green hasn't even been born yet.
Are you kidding me? Jack Green's been saving people money on their insurance needs for centuries.
But how do you...
No matter what your insurance needs, Jack Green will take care of it for good. Jack takes care of my home, my vacation condo, even my business coverage.
What business is that?
My business.
Just asking.
Jack Green saved my great-great-grandson a ton of money on a sweet premium rate on his triaxle dump truck.
Really? I need to call Jack Green today. 767-6550.
Go ahead. Call him. Make his day.
Call Jack Green for all your insurance needs. 767-6550. 767-6550.
The Major League Championship Series are set. The Patriots cruise past the Giants. I got your SEC schedule for tomorrow's games. 10 minutes till 7, FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Houston Astros defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 6-1 last night in Game 5 of the American League Division Series. They'll now advance to the AL Championship Series and face the New York Yankees.
Well, 1-2. Yankees, Saturday night, game one.
That call on Fox Sports 1. Astros ace and Cy Young contender Garrett Cole pitched another gem, going 8 innings and allowing only one run with 10 strikeouts. Cole struck out 15 in the Astros' Game 2 win over the Rays. So last night he broke the record for most strikeouts in a division series with 25. Houston jumped out to an early lead last night, scoring 4 runs against Tampa starter Tyler Glasnow. The Astros were seen whispering to each other before getting to the plate. After the game, Glasnow admitted that he was probably tipping off his pitches to the batters.
I don't know if that's what it was, but when I look back, it was pretty obvious.
He was pulled after just 2 2/3 innings work. The Rays' only run of the night came in a second-inning solo homer from Eric Sogard. The Astros would add 2 more in the 8th inning on back-to-back homers from Michael Brantley and Jose Altuve.
The 3-1 to Altuve, and he drills this one.
Houston moves on to play the New York Yankees in the AL Championship Series. Game 1 is Saturday night in Houston at Minute Maid Park. Tonight, Game 1 of the National League Championship Series. Washington is on the road at St. Louis. On Thursday Night Football, the New England Patriots beat the New York Giants 35-14 to remain undefeated with a 6-0 record. Patriots defense forced 4 turnovers with 3 interceptions on Giants rookie Daniel Jones. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady had 2 touchdowns on quarterback sneaks and passed for 334 yards, passing Peyton Manning for 2nd all-time in NFL passing yards. And last night, also the television debut of former Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski, who signed on with Fox as an analyst. Let's check in and see how that went. Here's Gronk before the game talking about his friend and current Pats receiver, Julian Edelman.
He's furry. He's cute. He's elusive. He's feisty. And most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut.
Gronk. I think he was trying to compare him to a squirrel there.
I think so.
In that instance. Patriots now 6-0. They'll play at the New York Jets on October 21st. Giants, they're 2-4. They play Arizona on October 20th.
As you pointed out, there was a... Mind you, folks, there's a bidding war to have that kind of commentary.
You can't get that analysis anywhere else.
No.
Only Rob Gronkowski. Full day of SEC games tomorrow at 11 a.m. Georgia hosts South Carolina and Tennessee hosts Mississippi State. At 2:30, number 1, Alabama plays at number 24, Texas A&M. At 3, Vanderbilt hosts UNLV. At 6, Ole Miss plays at Missouri. 6:30, Kentucky hosts Arkansas. And at 7 o'clock, the biggest game of the day, number 5, LSU hosts number 7, Florida. 6:15. 653. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
I think the term athlete poet for Gronk. By the way, thank you, Josh, from the text line, and we'll get back to the traffic department as well. Josh is backing up with Kane, had to say traffic is backed up a few miles on I-10 eastbound. The accident between exit 13 and 15, right on the shoulder and ditch. I'll give you more details coming up next.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Officers clearing up an accident off the side of the road at I-10 eastbound of US 90. A new one at Schillinger and Lamplighter Drive in Baldwin County. Also have got one at County Road 61 and County Road 4. That's going to be with injuries. Emergency vehicles are there. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market with the freshest local fruits and vegetables at a great price, including weekly specials, Highway 181 and County Road 64. Allegri Farm Market, fresh produce straight from their local farms to your table. Open daily from 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, isolated morning showers and cooler, with highs in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, my buddy Sid Sexton back in studio and talking irrigation. It's hot out there, Sid.
It's super hot. I mean, brutal hot.
And not only is it hot on we humans, it's hot on our yards, too.
Yeah, the plants, and particularly your grass, is probably struggling right now to get enough water and run it through the system. So if you have any flaws in your irrigation system, you're going to start seeing it with hot spots, brown spots in the grass, probably around some of the edges. If it's not, the arc isn't opening up well enough. Yeah, you're going to start seeing some issues in your irrigation system if it's not running well.
I guess a lot of us think, hey, man, I got sprinklers. I got irrigation. I'm good. But we sure it's covering every part of it.
It really helps to have a technician come out and go through that. And so that's the service we provide.
Okay. So we want to do that. Have y'all come out and look at our irrigation system. Give us some ways to get in touch with you.
Well, you can find us on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online, sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, 656, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. And let me tell you about my buddy Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's pretty much that simple. You got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I may be needing Trey more than ever. Like I said yesterday, missed part of Midday Mobile because we're signing the documents on a new home for the Sullivans. And that's all well and good, but we have to get the... We're not taking everything. This has been the family discussion. Y'all had this before? We're not taking everything from the old house to the new house. And that means we got lots of junk. Got to get rid of it. So in our case, it's going to be stuff inside our house we need to get rid of. But it could be outside your house. Could be in a storage unit. You could have maybe tons of big metal file cabinets at your office, even though you've gone all digital. Wait a second, I'm talking about myself again. If you find yourself in these situations, you got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Pretty darn easy to make that appointment, too. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. They'll give you a specific day, specific time. They show up, they quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done right then. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Check them out today. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings coming up next.